No one was in a laughing mood after September 11th, but in the aftermath, some comics not only found ways to be funny, they said things that other people were thinking but were afraid to say. Here's an excerpt of the interview I recorded with satirist Al Franken in April of 2002. Franken was one of the original members of the Saturday Night Live writing team and worked as a writer and cast member on and off until 1985. He's now best known for his political humor. He wrote the bestseller Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot. He's performed at White House correspondence dinners and has written for Al Gore. Franken has also done several USO tours. In the months following September 11th, he entertained American troops in Germany, Italy, Kosovo, and Bosnia. To me, USO tours are still like Bob Hope with a lot of, you know, very attractive women.
Thank you.
Right?
Oh, women. Oh, yes. Yes. Well,
so,
there's women in the military now.
What's a USO tour like now?
It's sort of that idea, but very scaled down. It isn't. In every time I've gone, there have been. I've gone twice with Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders and once with New England Patriot cheerleaders. This last one was with New England Patriot cheerleaders. So there's a little cheesecake for the guys, and then usually there's music, and a lot of, they like country music. We had Clint Black this time, and I've gone with Carole King, and I've gone with Jewel, and Ruth Pointer. It's a lot of fun. The audiences are great. They really, you know, appreciate the fact that you've come to Kosovo to to do your show. And they have a very dark sense of humor, actually. When I was in Kosovo, I cleared this joke with the commander. I said to him, "Can I tell this joke?" And he said, and then I told him, he said, "Sure." And this was the joke. I said,